Welcome to this time that you've carved out just for yourself. Get into a comfortable position, whatever that means for you. You can be lying down, sitting on the floor cross-legged, or sitting in a chair. Just get into one of your favorite spots. Settle in and get as cozy as you can. If you need a blanket, if you need to dim the lights, whatever feels right for you. When you've gotten into that cozy space, I'm going to ask you to gently close your eyes. No one's watching. This is just a few minutes for you. So as you close your eyes, just take notice what's going on in your body. Your mind may have already wandered, no problem. Your shoulders might be tight, just roll them out a little bit. Your feet may be crossed, there may be some tension somewhere in your lower back. Just take a few minutes to make yourself even more comfortable, even more nestled into this space that we're gonna sit in for a few minutes. And when you're ready, just take a couple of deep breaths and sigh out loud. Really, make these breaths audible. Let it just roll out of you, whatever has gone on today, whatever frustration, whatever worry or anticipation. This is a gift and a treat just for you. So really just sigh out a couple of breaths. Again, roll your neck, shoulders, wrists, ankles, whatever you need to do to just get really present in your body. So your eyes are gently closed at this point. You're in a comfortable position. And what I'm going to do is walk you to a guided meditation. Some of you may love this. Some of you may think that this is completely weird. It's okay. This is not about you understanding it intellectually. It's just about letting go for a few minutes and trusting that your inner wisdom has brought you to this moment to hear my voice, to go into an experience just for you. So any judgment that creeps up, any doubt, just suspend it for me. Put it on the floor next to you. You're welcome to pick it up when we're done with our time together. But for now, just allow the brain to take a couple of minute break. Listen to my voice. Don't judge whatever comes up and let it be. This is really just a treat of silence and stillness and visualization for you. So take another deep breath. And I want you now to bring into the space a sense of place that is very peaceful for you. Go to that space or place. In your mind's eye, this may be one of your favorite vacation spots. This may be when you're on top of a mountain, by the water, somewhere deep in nature. You may be at your favorite library, your favorite walking trail. It may just be a simple place in your home. For you, it may be in the middle of a bustling city. Whatever it is, just go to a place where you always are able to access a sense of peace, a sense of personal power, just a sense of gratitude, appreciation, stillness. And I'd like you to make that place even more vivid. So what do you smell? What do you hear in this place? What are the vibrant sounds, the ambient sounds? Do you taste anything? What colors do you see in your mind's eye? What does this place look like and feel like? Give it as much texture as you possibly can. Really feel like you just anchored into this place and take some deep breaths here as if you're really arriving. Don't worry if your mind wanders and says, I can't visualize the place. For you, it might be more of a feeling. Don't worry if you're not seeing anything clearly. Tune into the sounds, perhaps, or the smells, or just how you felt being in that space and returning to that space. What we're wanting to access right now is just a sense of stillness, peace, contentment, happiness, whatever emotion feels right for you to be in a really balanced place. So now that you're in that place, again, whether a feeling, something you see, something you hear, I want you to invite your older, wiser self to join you. So this is going to be the man or woman who has lived an extraordinary life. He or she has accomplished everything that you have set out to do in life. Everything that has mattered to you, your goals, your milestones, your family, your celebrations, your health, this person has done it all. So picture yourself way into the future and invite that self into this moment in time with you. You can call this your higher self, your wiser self, your inner self, your all-knowing self. The language doesn't matter. This is just a presence that you're going to feel, a version of you that has figured it all out. And gently smile and welcome this person in whatever way feels appropriate. A hug, a smile, pull up a chair next to you, whatever feels right. And what we're going to do is allow this self to answer whatever questions you have right now. Whatever is top of mind for you, a worry, an anticipation, something that feels heavy right now that this version of you has already figured out and is smiling with such kindness and compassion, knowing that you are so worried or anxious or frazzled about this, but he or she knows it's already taken care of. It's already okay. It has been one part of your life's journey, not the entire journey. So I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes, and I would like you to ask whatever questions you have of this self. There is no stupid question, there is no wrong or right question. Just commune with yourself. Whatever you want to know, just ask. How did you figure this out? What am I supposed to do now with this? What am I not seeing? Is this the right move? Right? What wisdom do I need in this moment to make this chapter feel a lot smoother? So whatever comes up for you, just ask. All right? And keep breathing. If your mind wanders, do not worry. Just bring it gently back and ask another question, or sit in stillness with a gentle smile on your face, waiting for some type of insight, inspiration, answer. And the answers might be very subtle, right? Your higher self may speak to you in a color, in a quote, in a shape, in a memory. Don't worry and don't analyze how this information is coming in and what it looks like. This is a chance to give our rational brain a break and access more that inner creative wisdom that all leaders need to access day in and day out. And we underutilize this. So just for a minute, I'm going to be quiet. Allow yourself, ask questions, and just open up and receive. Keep breathing. Don't worry if your mind wanders. Just gently bring it back. What does your higher self, your most wise and intuitive self, want you to know? Keep asking. remember that this self has seen it all and done it all. She has accomplished everything that you've set out. He has persevered and figured out all the milestones that have mattered to you in your one wonderful journey on this earth. So there is no right or wrong. Just ask. Ask for that inner intuitive wisdom to be revealed to you in a clear way that you can understand. And the gift that you're giving yourself is these couple of moments of stillness and listening and receptivity. A very different way of operating in the world than the push, push, go, go, hurry, hurry that we're wired to all the time. So ask this higher, wiser self any final question that you have and receive the wisdom in whatever form it shows up in. Again, it might be a color, a sound, an object, perhaps a metaphorical gift. So just in your mind's eye, reach out and say thank you, receive the gift in whatever way feels appropriate to you. Take a moment to thank this self for showing up today and for guiding you to this next chapter. And this higher self is going to leave you with a gift. Whatever that looks like, again, open up your arms. In your mind's eye, open up your heart. Just expand and receive that wisdom, knowing it is always inside of you. And you can access this stillness whenever you want. Even in the hustle and bustle of every day, you can take a few minutes for yourself. This is about self-love, self-leadership. This is about priming your mindset to be at its highest and best state, so that you can receive everything that comes through you, every life experience, every professional stretch, every personal moment of satisfaction in a way that is completely aligned with you and what matters to you. So after you've thanked this inner self, set him or her free, you can access this self whenever you want and come back into your body with the new wisdom that you've received, with the new wisdom that you've opened up to. So now gently smile and thank yourself for taking a few minutes, for being willing to slow down, knowing that every time you consciously choose to slow down, it is the fastest avenue to speeding up when it matters most. This is an art, not a science, and an art that requires your constant attention of consciously slowing down to refill, to refuel, to know that you are eternally wise and eternally loved, and there are no mistakes. There is no stress. This is all part of our journey. Part of our learning, part of our time here on Earth, living our biggest, boldest, bravest lives. So breathe that in, take another couple of deep breaths into your body. Feel free to roll around whatever may have gotten tight. Roll your neck, your shoulders, wiggle those toes and fingers. Take another deep breath. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. And welcome to this new moment. I would urge you to grab a journal and a pen and jot down whatever came up for you or didn't come up for you in this quiet visualization. What's stirring in your mind or in your heart right now? What do you want to capture? What feels important? What may not feel important anymore? Any nuggets of wisdom that you really want to carry forth into the rest of your day or evening or weekend? And just appreciate yourself for taking this time for you.